All right, Bryant McKinney, Packer Viking week. You've been through it a few times now. There's nothing like it, is there?
No, there isn't. It actually reminds you a little bit of Florida State Miami just because of the rivalry and how long it's been.
And going into Green Bay, how different is it than playing on the road anyplace else? Is it any different?
It's just a little different, extra energy. I think maybe because we're the Vikings coming in there, you know what I mean? The fans basically don't care for the Vikings that, you know, that are there at Lambeau Field. So it's a little extra more energy, you know, added to the field.
Green Bay last year under Dom Capers went to that 3-4. As a offensive left tackle, how does that change the way you approach their defense?
Well, luckily we've been facing a lot of 3-4s this season, this preseason, you know, and regular season. So I'm kind of getting adjusted to playing against 3-4s. So it's not as bad as before where I was used to the traditional 4-3. So, I mean, basically I'm pass blocking a lot more linebackers instead of defensive ends.
The Cowboys defense got to Brett 3 times last week. Do you guys take that personally as offensive line?
Yeah, because we basically don't want him to get touched at all. But, you know, sometimes I guess some things happens and, you know, people still it back there sometimes.
Is Clay Matthews a guy you have to account for because he's been piling up the sacks for Green Bay?
Definitely. I believe he is the sack leader in the NFL. I'm not sure, but that's what I was told. So that's somebody you definitely want to account for.
And when you guys prepare for Green Bay, is the preparation, what have you seen that you know about them right now that you know you're going to have to account for besides Clay Matthews?
Just that the linebackers, you know, just everybody swarming to the ball, and then in the secondary they have some good DBs.
Do you like the way your offense is playing right now, or do you still need to take it up a notch?
Well, I still believe we can take it up a couple notches, so I'm just looking forward to us getting better and better each week.
Is there a frustration point with the offense? I mean, you guys not getting where you want to be as quickly as you like to be there?
As long as we get there, I mean, and continue to win, that's the most important thing.
Do you feel like last week you got a huge win against Dallas? Both teams needed it. You got it. And then you have Green Bay and Chicago lose at home. It's almost like you got a new lease on life.
Yeah, so we need to just take things in our own hands and just go out here and continue to win so we don't have to rely on anybody else losing.
Randy Moss back in a Viking uniform. What has he brought? Obviously, everybody talked about what he said at halftime this past Sunday, but what, in your mind, has he brought? What's the most important thing he's brought to this club?
Energy and experience at his position, and he teaches the guys at his position how to be better at their position. So that's what I like.
Bryant McKinney, you play a violent sport. We know that. The National Football League, it's a collision sport. They're cracking down even more now on these hard hits, these excessive hits. What's your stance on all this?
I think they're doing it, you know, to protect people, so I don't really have a problem with it, you know, leaving your feet or lunging yourself, whatever. The fines are rather high, so I think people are the second guess before they go, you know, to helmet collisions.
Thanks, Bryant.
Thank you.
Bryant Mount McKinney here on Minnesota Score Radio, your Minnesota Viking ticket.